Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to Full Transparency with Soph and Mart and Gav. But you know the drill. No Gav, because he's in London. Mm-hmm. And this is actually our last show with Mart, because Mart's also going to London.
Yeah.
That city just keeps absorbing all of our friends. But we have Eric here, of course. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Eric. So today was Marta's last day working at their job.
Yep.
We don't have to say where it is. That's okay. You can if you would like to. You would like to be fully transparent.
Yeah, I was working at Tops in the deli.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it was your last day because you're going to go on a European adventure.
I am going on a European adventure.
Tell the audience a little bit about that.
Well, I'm going to London first because I'm going to meet up with the infamous Gav.
Gav, who you guys have not heard from this semester at all. Maybe when you're gone next week, you can bully Gav into coming on the air. We can have Mart and Gav here. It'll be late.
Thursday? What's that, the 26th?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
I think it's the 26th.
I think so. What's the 18th?
That's when we're flying to Holland.
Oh.
Wow.
So I think we'll be...
Well, if you can call from Holland.
Depending on the time, we might be able to make it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. So I'm starting in London, going to hang out there for a few days, and then I'm going to... Holland with Gavin,
mm-hmm.
and we're meeting up with family friends, and
so fun.
Gavin's leaving like a couple days after that, and he's going on an adventure around Europe with his friend that he met over there, and then I'm staying in Holland a bit longer, and then I'm going to Poland to meet my distant cousins, which I'm very excited about.
So isn't one of them named Marta?
One of them is named
That's
Marta.
That's so cool. Wow.
And they have little baby kids, and I'm very excited to meet them.
That's so fun.
And then after Poland, I have a few days where I'm going somewhere in Germany. Haven't gotten that far in the planning yet, which is not great because it is in a week.
is that a train?
Yeah.
So that'll be easy.
All of, like, the Europe stuff, once mm-hmm. I get to Holland, is all train.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in Germany somewhere, haven't decided where. But then I'm going to Switzerland to visit one of my dad's friends from when he worked at camp. And then I'm going back to Holland and then flying to home. So
that's so exciting.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes. Very, very good news. But it was your last day of work.
Yes, it was.
Because you have to leave Newport and say goodbye and go out on your adventure. So I was thinking today we could talk about different jobs that we've had, if we have any stories from them.
Yeah.
And that's it. Eric, would you like to start? Oh, he's got stories.
Yes.
I have stories also, but mm-hmm. Eric can go first.
Excellent. So I worked at a movie theater for 2 years as my, I guess, second job, technically,
mm-hmm.
From... 17 to 19.
Yeah.
Right? And I used to work all different kinds of shifts. Over the summer, they would have me from 7:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Some of the overnight shifts, because certain superhero movies, you can probably think of which ones came out between 2017 and 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice to say, very busy.
Oh, those are the big ones, like the Endgame and the...
Yes.
Yeah. Infinity War.
I got to see all them in theaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to see Black Panther in theaters. That was awesome.
That sounds
pretty
cool. I got to
see Spider-Man movies in theaters. That was great. But those overnight shifts, we would get out about 4:30 in the morning. And then go to bed at 5, and then I'd wake up at, like, midday.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready for my shift at 7 o'clock.
That's so funny.
So.
Well, Marta.
Yeah.
You said you have stories. Would you like to share something?
Well, my first ever job
mm-hmm.
was working at camp, which we talked about
extensively last week, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of stories from there. They're all... I kind of remember them
mm-hmm.
because it's just such a high-stress environment that, like,
mm-hmm.
everything blurs together after a while.
I'm sure.
So, I worked there since 16 to 20, so 4 years,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah, but...
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good time. And then in between that time, well, because that was only a summer job, I had one job as a lifeguard at a Y near where I worked. And I hated that job with a passion, because I would just sit by myself in a lifeguard chair, not allowed to do anything but watch the water. And there were times where there wasn't even anyone in the pool, and I still had to sit in chair doing nothing. And I, like, there was no one else there. I, like, there wasn't any other lifeguards. I would just have to sit there. The best time I had during that job was during, like, swim lessons. And that was only one day, and I would sit by the littlest kids. And there was an instructor there that, like, went to my high school, like a couple years ahead of me. And she was super nice. Liked her a lot. We flirted a little bit, but...
I know.
But then I quit, so...
Oh, man.
Well, I didn't even quit. I just stopped having shifts.
Interesting.
I was like, I can't work these shifts anymore.
When I think of jobs that I've had in the past, I mean, I guess my earliest jobs, always under the table. I never had been on a payroll until I was 18 or 19 years old in college. I actually got my first jobs here at SUNY New Paltz. I was a student ambassador. I would give tours. I had a uniform and everything. That was pretty fun. And then I was also on the Residence Hall Student Association e-board. And that was like a stipend. So I got money at the end of the year, which is pretty awesome. I gotta say so myself. But my earliest job probably was babysitting.
Yeah.
I would get paid for that. And I babysat for some interesting folks. I did babysit for an Olympic gold medalist swimmer one time. He was on the team with Michael Phelps. They came out of Michigan together. And one of their teammates, Cleet Keller, was actually arrested for storming the Capitol on January 6th. And he wore his Team USA Keller jacket.
Okay.
That's why they were able to identify him.
Yep. They're like, only one person has that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
USA Men's Olympic Swim 2008 Keller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. But anyway, so that was Cleet Keller, the one who was arrested. And then I babysat for Dan Ketchum, who was on the team, and then his son was named Cleet after Cleet, his swim team mate and convicted felon. So that was pretty interesting. But I took on that gig with my sister, and they had a dog that was like super cute, and the kids were just the sweetest ever, and we got to have Pizza Hut delivered to the house.
Amazing.
Whenever we babysat, it was an awesome house.
Yeah.
In my hometown. And then when they moved out, my physics teacher moved in.
Oh,
wow.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. And then my sister has since dog sat for the physics teacher in that same house that we used to babysit kids in. Pretty cool. But they were the sweetest, bestest kids ever, and that was a really fun job. I babysat for a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Some paid, some unpaid, because my mom didn't let us take money from them, because they were, you know, family friends, and it was like a favor, I guess. Whatever. But I remember we took the American Red Cross babysitting course and everything.
Yeah.
So we were certified babysitters.
That's the dumbest course ever.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Like, don't throw the baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't shake it around.
Yeah.
Don't leave them alone in the bathtub.
Thanks.
Exactly.
I would have never guessed.
That's so true. So, and then I guess my other jobs, I used to clerk for my grandpa's law office, and then I cleaned every weekend at my grandpa's law office. And that was cool, because you go in for a couple hours, you take the $20 on the counter, and you walk out. Clerking was not so fun, because they were in the process of moving all of their files to the computer, so it was a lot of scanning, a lot of lifting heavy boxes full of files, and a lot of shredding, and a lot of filing. It was really just so terrible. And then the basement down there was like dark and scary, kind of. And my sister and I did this together. My cousin would do it with us sometimes too, but I would walk there after school, and I would scan stuff and whatever. And I was paid minimum wage at the time, which was what, $7?
Yeah, probably
$7.15, I think.
Yeah,
back when I was in 8th, 9th grade, whatever. So
yeah,
then we would listen to music. Delaney and I, we would be down there, and we'd be yapping, hanging out. And then we actually got fired from that job because we didn't work fast enough.
Darn.
That was a blessing for me, though, because I did not like it, and the basement was scary, and there were dead mice down there.
Yeah.
And a big giant pool of water for some reason. Like a drainage pool. But I loved cleaning. I cleaned all the way until I was a senior in high school.
Interesting.
And now my sister cleans, my little sister.
Okay, so yeah.
So I didn't have expensive tastes as a high schooler. I didn't do anything or go anywhere, really. Yeah. So I didn't need a real job.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an after school. So, you know, $20 a weekend was fine for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I did a lot of babysitting also. And dog sitting and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dog sitting was mainly for, like, family friends, but I was allowed to be paid by them.
Uh-huh. Lucky.
Yeah, I know. But, like, babysitting... The longest babysitting gig I ever had was, I think, like, my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, like, after COVID or whatever. It may have been, like, I don't know, that transition or whatever.
Yeah.
But I babysat two little kids. They were so cute. They were just adorable. Love them.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're talking about babysitting. My sister, who babysat with me, just texted me, "Don't shake the baby." That was a big thing.
Yeah.
On the Red Cross.
Very good advice.
Yeah.
Training.
But I love them, and the only reason I stopped babysitting them was because I went to college.
Yeah.
So,
do you ever babysit when you're home?
No, because I've only had time for like camp.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's only like a little bit of time between the end of school and camp, so I haven't had time to really look for babysitting jobs.
Right.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good.
Eric, do you have any stories from Hewlett Point or?
Well, yeah. So I worked besides the movie theater. I have done. Concrete work for years with my dad and everybody.
Exhilarating.
It's very
horrible.
Fun. But on the summers, I would do lacrosse camp, which I love. And I work with the 5 and 6 year olds, right?
Yeah.
Real little guys. they get so vicious.
I'm sure.
You would not believe it. They get the stick in their hands and they start whacking each other.
Yeah.
They hit me
what
in
else
the hands.
Would you do with a stick?
Ancestry
exactly.
says to bonk. My ancestors. Are reaching out to me and telling me that I need to hit this other kid.
And so they bonk, right? And they got all the protective gear on, so they're fine. But I don't. They're not in my hands, and that hurts.
They went after you?
Oh, yeah. Anything within whacking.
The grasshoppers are hitting the teacher.
Yeah,
were a tiny child and you had a long stick and your teacher was there without a stick, wouldn't you hit them?
I wouldn't, no.
I would.
The thing is,
you're a devil child.
I am.
They have fun with it because they can't hurt each other.
Yeah.
They have all the protective gear on. So when they're...
And I think... Is it mainly boys in this lacrosse?
Yeah, but there's both.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, like, I feel like that's why Sophia doesn't quite get it.
Oh. Yeah.
Because Sophia was more of a girly girl as a child. And I was with Gavin.
Right, yep.
We played with sticks a lot.
Yeah, you get it, yeah.
That was our main toy.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what I kind of liked about it. I like
to stay inside and play with my dollies.
Yeah, dolls weren't my thing.
That's
fun. They were so my thing.
I worked with both. It was, you had, like, the girls' side and the boys' side, and they had different fields, right? Generally, the girls got the nicer fields. So when I got to go over there and work with them, it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah,
because I didn't get my shoes all muddy or whatever. But the boys' side, they always needed like extra coaches, so I'd be there, and I loved it personally. I think it's a lot of fun. I hope to start doing that again this summer, and then when I get a full time job, as teaching, I'll have off summers anyways. So I might look around and see if they need another coach. Try it out again because I really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, that might be fun. And then you could do it for, modified or varsity sports, so you're not with 5 and 6 year olds.
No, exactly,
so
yeah.
So maybe you won't get hit so much. Well, Eric, I remember one of the first summers we were dating, you went home and then you were Snapchatting me the next day, and you were covered in light blue paint because you were tasked with
the
painting the pool.
The yearly deck painting, yes.
Yeah, you got to paint the deck of the pool? Is that what's going on?
So the bottom of the pool, like the pool liner, some pools have one that you can just power hose and it stays for 10 or 20 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
You need to get it reinstalled, right?
Yeah.
Ours did not. It was painted with a blue paint that turned white every summer because it sucked all the pigment out of it just being in the sun.
Uh-huh.
We had to repaint it every year. And so 2 years in a row, I have ruined good work pants, getting down Probably takes about 12 hours total.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of 2 days.
And are you... So this is the pool deck? This isn't...
This is inside the pool.
This is the liner of the pool. So the drain, whole they drain the pool, pool, you go down there and you...
Yes.
Wait. Sorry. I did not hear the entire story. Why did you have to repaint it every year?
Pool painter.
Because the pool paint would wear, yeah.
The sun would bleach it.
Why do you need the sun at the or whatever at the bottom?
Because you need to paint it to look blue so that the water looks blue. Duh.
It's not only that. It's also, it's hard to maintain just, like, without the liner.
Next question. Why not just get a plastic liner?
They didn't want to pay for one.
He just said they last like 10, 20 years, and you have to do everything. So I can imagine that's quite the investment.
Okay, yeah, I know that, but wouldn't it cost less than to buy paint every
lots
year?
Lots of paint.
And paint it by hand, so you probably have to pay the people painting it.
Mm-hmm.
We did get paid.
Yeah, so why...
I sure hope so.
Why not
just buy a liner?
It was still cheaper to just buy a dozen buckets of paint a year.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
That's why they did it. Don't you think if there was a more affordable option, they would go for that?
No, but a lot of times the like long run like idea like is more expensive right now.
Maybe you should be an advisor for the town of Hempstead, Marta.
Because
get down there.
Because like you know why our roads in this like country are like redone like all the time. Like, there's always road work just all the time.
Right.
There's, like in Europe, they don't have that.
Yeah.
Because they invested in better...
Their infrastructure is different, and so is their geological, like, environment.
Yeah, but if you, like, even if you take...
Buildings and castles and stuff that have been there for thousands of years.
No, I know. But there are better, like mixes that will last longer if you just paid more right now.
Yeah, but they also don't have a New York climate.
There are places in Europe that have the same climate as New York.
Yeah, but, like, potholes and stuff happen because of the weather. And the freezing and thawing. And so they fill in... Are you talking about, like, they fill in the potholes instead
No, I'm, like, saying, like, they... Like, I mean, yeah, but... geographically...
Uh-huh.
They were, like, war together at one point. So, like, they have, like, the same, like, rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, if they just, like, shifted... Like, you know how the Earth shifted?
Mm-hmm.
They would just still kind of be in the same place, like, along the, like, thing. What is happening?
We gotta cut to commercial. We're taking this off the air. This debate. When we come back, we'll talk about work. Stay tuned. Full Transparency. WFMP. 88.7 The Edge.
My pain into purpose is pretty much what I have done to start this foundation.
In August 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Bridget Floyd and other family members established the George Floyd Memorial Foundation in support of the Black community.
It's going to take more than just us as a foundation. It's going to take the community, the world, to make a change.
Fight for racial justice for the Black community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
All right.
What is it?
I got into state.
Yes. What's the other letter?
Oh, no.
If you're a young man and fail to register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday, you will not be eligible for financial aid.
No.
To register, visit SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick, it's easy, and it's the law.
Welcome back to Full Transparency with Soph and Mart and Eric. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to this week's episode where I don't have a cold anymore.
Huzzah.
Yay! So, we were talking about different jobs, and Eric was talking about his job, and we got into a tangent about construction. So, that reminded me of my job over the summer. I am currently still, because I work remotely, but I'm an intern for this company that has hired me full-time after I graduate, and I work there all summer. And there was this situation where we were doing, where the city was doing construction on the main street, like the main drag in my hometown. And they were going to do the construction at night. And then they decided to do it during the daytime for some reason. So no one could park anywhere. No one could go to stores or anything. It was this whole debacle. And then we'd be in meetings because we work right on the main broad street. And the, you know, ceiling would be shaking because of the construction going on outside. There was one instance where some guy leaned his jackhammer up against the side of like a glass door, and then the shop owner was really upset because, oh, what if this fell in and broke my door? Blah, blah. it's this whole big thing. And apparently, allegedly, this is what I've heard, the construction was moved to the daytime. It was supposed to be happening at night. It was moved to the daytime because one lady complained about not being able to sleep at night because of the construction. And so they started doing it downtown in the middle of the day, and there were, you know, shop owners that would come to us and say, hey, I'm making $2,000 a week. I can't keep my business open because no one's coming in because no one knows where to park. No one knows that I'm open. So actual businesses are suffering just because one lady couldn't sleep, allegedly.
Right.
That's a little bit of drama for you. But I remember when they were starting to do the nighttime construction, my dad went downtown with a lawn chair to watch them do it.
That's fun.
At night. He's a bit of a nerd.
That's fun, though.
But that's kind of funny, because we're in, you know, I'm in this building, we're in a board meeting, and the walls are shaking. And now the walls shake because upstairs of my office is like a, they put a karate dojo up there.
That's awesome.
And so now every day at 4 o'clock, these little kids come in after school and start jumping around and kicking each other, and so there's like
that's
something
fun.
Upstairs. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Have any of you... like, Marta, I know we talked about camp last week, but is there any, like, work environment that you're a part of that's maybe a little precarious, or, like, the actual workplaces themselves? I mean, I hope they're safe, but, you know, thinking about the conditions of my grandpa's law office basement, less than desirable.
Right. I would definitely say, working at a movie theater, you've got to get good at minding where you step.
Mm.
Because there are spills, there is butter on the floor, other...
Sometimes human liquids.
Yes.
human secretions.
Unspeakables. something, you have to be really, really comfortable with that to clean that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not like... They put me in box office sometimes where you sell the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Did not like that at all.
Why not?
Just...
Are people mean to you, or...?
No, I just didn't want to have anything to do with the buying and selling.
Mm-hmm.
Or not buying, I guess just the selling, really, but I don't want to have anything to do with the money.
Right.
When I would do the concession stand, I actually quite enjoyed that, because we did, like, the cooking, the food, and the buying and selling, or the selling everything in the concession stand. I actually enjoyed that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for, like, when they revamped the menu twice.
Right.
Did twice over 2 years, and I was there for both of them, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we
used to have one. What was your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing on the menu?
Mm-hmm. I think,
well,
I know.
It's definitely the pretzel bites.
I was going to say the pretzel bites.
Yeah.
With the nacho cheese, right?
Amazing. We used to, when I had them for my lunch break, because we got discounts, I cooked them without the butter or anything, just pretzel into the oven, and then I would dip it in the cheese sauce, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It was great. Chicken tenders, french fries, all amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Easy to cook. It was super cheap with the discount. I could get a chicken and fries for like $5. Like, it was unbelievable. But you really got to be comfortable with cleaning up messes, obviously. But
yeah.
Also, if somebody spills an icy or something, you got to not slip on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mind your step. Watch where you're going. But that was definitely not an easy job. It wasn't super hard, but...
Did you have OSHA training or anything?
Yeah, I took training.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. We had... I'll give the company very much this. They were great at... When they had new rollouts, they had training.
Mm-hmm.
You got paid for it. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's good.
And they had yearly shows where we would go as a collective and we'd get to watch movies.
Oh, like bonding?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Besides just getting to see the movies a day early,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
That is cool, too.
Right.
Marta, did you do any, like, OSHA workplace safety trainings at TOPS?
Yes.
Well, I remember when you first started, you did ones about, like, the meat slicer.
Yeah, I had to...
And everything.
I had to do the... Yeah, I had to learn how to use the slicer.
Mm-hmm.
And how like, you have to wear, like, the cut-safe gloves when you're cleaning it and, like, when you're using a knife and all the things that are sharp.
Yeah, so does that fall under the OSHA category? Because whenever we talk about OSHA in, like, class or anything, it's, like, about factory work. And obviously, working in a deli and movie theater is a little different.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what it was under. It was just some, like, thing that they made me do.
I wish Gavin was here because he could give out his number live on air again and then have people text in if they know the answer.
But I also had to do a workplace violence in both my both camp and TOPS because of the recent environment around guns and stuff.
Right.
So, especially with when TOPS in the past few years actually having a situation with that in Buffalo. So, yeah, the company is real on top of it. Like, people were going around taking the workplace violence for the year right before I left.
Right.
Like, someone came down, like, yesterday at work and was like, hey, have you taken this yet? And I was like, no. And then one of the managers was like, yeah, they're leaving, like, tomorrow. Like, they don't have to... don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, this right here says that establishments in the following industries with 20 to 249 employees must submit injury and illness summary to OSHA electronically. So these are required industries that do participate in OSHA. And there's grocery stores are on here.
Yeah.
The postal service is on here.
Yeah, I think I think if you got cut,
I feel like the movie theater would be on here,
you
too.
You had to report it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, like, you recreation. Entertainment, something like that. Gambling, amusement parks, arcades, yeah. So I'm sure that movie theaters are included.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that the trainings you don't say OSHA all over it, you know? I feel like they would want to get their branding out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a paper in, like, the upstairs section of TOPS that, like, was, like, OSHA something or whatever. Yeah.
In our break room, we have, like, the workers' rights.
Yeah, it has, like, all that, and it's, like, all the resources and stuff, but I didn't sit down and read all of them.
Yeah. Wow.
So true.
Well, this has been the ins and outs of our work experiences here on Full Transparency with Soph and Mart and Eric. Everyone say bye, Mart.
Bye, Mart.
Bye, Mart.
Bye, Mart.
We'll miss you on the show. Maybe we'll see you next week with Gavin.
Yeah.
You can hunt him down and call in for once.
I can text him right now.
I can Zoom you guys and then put you on my laptop.
Yeah.
Excellent.
For next week if you want. But stay tuned for the Dizzy Express with DJ Dizzy Gears. This has been Full Transparency on WFMP 88.7 The Edge.
Welcome to the groovy train that travels through the psychedelic world spinning around you. This is the Dizzy Express with your host, DJ Dizzy Gears, here on WFNP The Edge 88.7 FM, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley. Tells me Good evening. You're listening to WFNP 88.7 The Edge. I'm DJ Dizzy Gears, and you've hopped on to the Dizzy Express. For tonight's show, which for the record is the second to last show that will air on the 88.7 FM airwaves, but will stay on the web stream for weeks later than that into May. But after lots of themed shows this year, let's hear tonight just a big mix